This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the KHMB Radio Magazine Quiz Show. You will hear four words followed by four sounds, and then our special guest will connect them all together. And here we go. Jet. President. Vacuum. Mafia.
Now this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want. I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is John Folks, owner of Coastside Clean Rides. Welcome, John.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You just got back from Seattle, and our first clue is the reason you bothered to travel north. A special airplane. Tell us about that airplane.
I was invited to the Museum of Flight in Seattle. I was part of a team that detailed the original jet-propelled presidential aircraft, Air Force One.
Was it the first plane called Air Force One?
No, it was not. There was a propeller-type engine plane before that. First jet engine.
First jet, and that was, what, in 50-something?
I believe 59 to 62.
Something like that. And there were how many presidents got to use it?
Presidents that flew on this particular aircraft was President Eisenhower, President Kennedy, President Johnson, and President Nixon.
Is it still pretty much original?
As far as I know, yes.
They didn't change a lot. I lived in Seattle when the Museum of Flight was opened, where the plane is located. You go to Seattle, gets a chance to go there, you have to see it. They have one of 71 Blackbirds.
Yes, they do. Yes, that's inside the museum, actually. Where I was at was the Aviation Pavilion, which actually has a dome over the top, but there's no walls. So the precipitation is able to get inside, and the planes end up getting very tarnished, and they need to be basically shined up and all protected. They're beautiful.
Our third word on this Clues of the Quiz Show was vacuum. You didn't pack up your polisher and towels and travel 800 miles just to vacuum out seat pockets, did you?
Definitely not.
There were other exhibits that needed a shine. What were some of those?
As well as Air Force One, we restored the B-29 Super Fortress, the Concorde, the original Boeing 747 serial number 001, the Lockheed 1049G Super Constellation, and the Boeing 737 NASA 515.
That's an impressive list.
Those were the planes that I actually touched myself. There were other planes that other team members were able to work on, but those were the ones that I worked on.
And that actually brings us to our fourth word, with a little help from the Godfather, was mafia. You're part of an organization. Who are those people, and how are they selected?
The organization that I'm a part of is called the Detail Mafia. And we are an elite group of detailers, entrepreneurs, who are committed to education and excellence and success. The Detail Mafia was founded by Master Detailer Rennie Doyle. To become a member of the Detail Mafia, you have to take Rennie's 5-day advanced training course. I did that myself in 2022. After completing this training, you become an affiliate member of the Detail Mafia. You must be present in the group by attending webinars, hosting webinars, going to other projects and events, volunteering your time with the Chamber of Commerce, and fulfilling your interning duties. Every member of the Detail Mafia wants to see everyone be successful in their businesses and in life. In October, it will be 3 years since I've been a part of the organization and 1 year as a full-made member.
A full-made member, yeah. Correct. That goes along with the title. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Now, how many people were actually involved in this Detail Mafia operation?
So there was about 40 of us. We were broken up into teams, six teams. Each team every morning had a task they had to do. The last team, they're called the finishing team. They're the ones that basically perfect everything and make sure that they're looking pristine. Maybe one day I'll be asked to be on the finishing team too.
How often does this group go out and do this kind of thing?
Once a year.
Did they go to other museums as well?
We also go to the Warbirds Museum, which is in Texas. One of the events that we do is called Detailing for Heroes, where we find veterans and active duty people from the military and first responders, police officers, and firefighters, and we detail their cars for free just to show our appreciation for everything that they do for us.
Getting back up to the last event you had, now how long did it actually take you to get all these planes done?
So we were there for 6 days.
6 days. And those planes aren't small. I mean, the Concorde...
They certainly are.
And I would think that the Concorde especially probably has a few sharp edges on it.
It certainly did.
You have to really watch yourself.
Absolutely. So we were on scissor lifts. The rear tail fin is at least 50 feet in the air. So we had these really long poles, and the scissor lifts that we were using went up about 32 feet. So we use these long poles to finish off the rest of the way so that way we can make the tail fin look really nice. And we basically just worked our way all the way around the aircraft.
Not that anybody's going to get all the way up there to see it, but it's called professional pride to make sure that that last little spot.
Absolutely. And that's why we're called detailers.
That's why you're called detailers. Which, of course, brings me right back here. You have a business to attend to, Coastside Clean Rides,
yes,
which, of course, is where you're getting all this expertise. How long have you been involved in auto detailing?
Coastside Clean Rides is a mobile auto spa, meaning I bring all of my professional equipment and products to you so you can relax in the comforts of your own home while you're waiting to get your vehicle professionally detailed.
What actually makes it detailing?
Let me just create a scenario for you, or paint a picture. You have a car. It's been neglected for quite a while. You've seen cars that have paint patches missing or chipping away. In that case, it's unfixable and it needs to be repainted. Back to our neglected car. Clear coats are porous. Fallout from rain or the mist we have here, mixed with dirt from the road grime and the salty air, and finally UV rays from the sun, baking it all into the surface.
What happened to that car?
Exactly.
It's peeling away.
So I start with a major decontamination wash using a fallout remover, followed by a foam cannon bath, and followed by a hand wash with a delicate wash mitt. After rinsing, I'll repeat the process if needed. I dry the car with a microfiber dry towel to minimize scratching, and then I exfoliate the car's paint with the clay bar.
Ooh, the ladies will like that, exfoliate.
Absolutely. Yeah, so basically that's just removing all the remaining contaminants from the pores and all the surface of the paint, so that way I can put a good layer of protection on
top. Yeah, we don't think of cars as having pores, but they do.
They certainly do, yeah. And when that contamination gets into those pores, that can be hard to get out. That's why we use a clay bar.
So we've got it all perfect. What happens next?
Yeah, so after claying the paint, we followed up either with paint correction, where we use our polisher to buff and polish, basically take out all the imperfections. Then we apply either a paint sealant or ceramic coating.
Now, that brings me to a question. You can't but turn around every 3 minutes and somebody's got the latest thing. This, you put this on your car and it will shine. Ceramic seems to be the most popular thing right now.
Yes.
And it's not inexpensive, or at least it seems to have quite a range of expense. How worthwhile is it, or is it dependent whether your car's worth the trouble, or are there easier methods, or am I just going to give up and go through the car wash?
Well, I suggest to all my clients who first buy their vehicle brand new. Or used, and we apply that ceramic coating, and it's definitely the best protection that you can put on it. There's different ceramic coatings that you can use. There's a one-year ceramic coating, and a three-year, five-year, and seven-year ceramic coatings, and so on. Basically, it's a layer of protection that will protect it from the elements, the sun, bird droppings, like the salt air.
When you were in Seattle, these aren't cars, these are airplanes. So what kind of sealant or protection goes on those?
After we wash the planes, we put on a paint sealant to protect them for the year until we get back to redo it all over again.
So you're going to go back in a year and do it all over again?
Hopefully, if I'm picked again for the team.
Oh, you have to be picked for the... But the team
yes.
will go. The team will go whether you're on it or not, but
correct.
You want to be on it.
There are new members that go on this prestigious trip every year.
Who funds the actual work?
We were all volunteers for the project. We paid for our flights and lodging. We brought our own polishers as well as some of our other equipment and PPE. All of our meals were covered by the sponsors for the project. All of the products used, the detailing products, were all brought in from the sponsor.
Not all of us have a coveted car that resides in a tidy garage, all protected from the elements. What's the easiest way for us mere mortals to protect our car?
I encourage all of my clients to properly maintain their vehicles themselves, so that way they don't have to spend so much money to keep their cars looking really nice. What I do is I just basically, you know, give them a list of things that they should go out to get and so that they can maintain it themselves.
But if somebody has an airplane up there at the Half Moon Bay Airport, maybe
absolutely.
They...
One service I would like to offer as well.
So if we want to baby our buggy or our airplane, who do we call?
My company is called Coastside Clean Rides, and I'm based here in Half Moon Bay. I service the whole Coastside. You can look up my website, which is coastsidecleanrides.com. My social media is Instagram, coastside_clean_rides. I'm also on Facebook.
I want to thank you for joining us today.
Well,
with
thank
a great,
you, Bill. I appreciate it.
A great story, a personal honor, also encouraging us to give our cars some love.
Definitely.
My guest today has been John Folks from Coastside Clean Rides. The traditional car wash? We all thought that was the way of caring for our Hot Wheels. Auto detailing has taken us beyond whirling brushes and spraying suds, and in some cases, beyond cars and into the air. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood as he talks with John Folks about Coastside Clean Rides. Get ready to buckle up with the KHMB Time Machine featuring Cameron Palmer. He takes us back to 1972. For Radio Magazine, and for Jim Henderson, this is Jay Michaels.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967 6060 858-967 6060.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1972.
The Time Machine takes us to August of 1972. From the pages of the Half Moon Bay Review, these are the stories making news. A public health officer has been called to investigate a report of rat being spotted by the Half Moon Bay resident who lives in Grand Boulevard. The health officer reported that this last case of rat infestation on the Coastside was in El Granada, where a woman had rats living under her doghouse, feeding of the dog food. And Pacific Telephone expands Half Moon Bay office, adds 1,000 lines. Construction now underway at their central office will house equipment to serve local growth needs through mid-1975. And brush fire burns 15,000 square feet near Dykstra Ranch. A brush fire of undetermined origin swept quickly through the 15,000 square feet of brush off Grandview Boulevard. The blaze was located between Golden Gate Avenue and Dykstra Ranch buildings. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Let's keep an eye out for an upcoming tea house on Main Street. It sounds very English and appropriate for our town. We haven't experienced it yet, so when you see it open, give it a visit. You may want to share your impressions. We've heard the owner is a local person who wants her tea house to be fairly priced for many to enjoy. It looks cute and pink, and it can't be missed. On the left, as you're heading south on Main Street, across from the IDES Hall. I love to support local new businesses, so let's do this. Let's keep calm and teacup on. 1972. This year is marked as a black year in history due to the use of terrorism entering the International Olympics. 11 Israeli athletes are killed by the Arab gunmen at the Munich Olympics. This is also the year of the biggest political scandal in what is being called the Watergate scandal, as 5 White House operatives are arrested for burglarizing the offices of the Democratic National Committee. In weather-related tragedies, Hurricane Agnes wreaks havoc on the states of Pennsylvania, New York, Maryland, and Virginia, causing the deaths of 128 people. Meanwhile, an earthquake in Nicaragua kills upwards of 10,000, and the last U.S. ground troops are withdrawn from Vietnam. What is the cost of living like in 1972? Average income is $11,800. Double that amount and you can buy a new house or rent one for $165 a month. Cost of gas, 55 cents a gallon. Popular movies on the big screen include Fiddler on the Roof, The Godfather, and Mr. Bond and Diamonds Are Forever. Hits on the small home screen are Hawaii 5-0, The Brady Bunch, and The Benny Hill Show. In popular music, this Australian-born singer strikes gold with this number one hit. Here's Helen Reddy with I Am Woman.
Down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep
Since their first hit record in 1964, it's been almost nothing but gold and platinum success. That Motown sound is still coming strong with this number one hit. Here's The Temptations, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you, tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
until next time in another year, and another ride in the KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Hi, this is Audrey from Small Town Sweets. As Mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But hey, at Small Town Sweets, our box chocolates are labeled, and you'll know exactly what you're getting. We've hand-selected our best sellers to create a special box of chocolates for you to give or enjoy. And please take a look into our chocolate case that is filled with handcrafted chocolates from Javier Confectionery. Turtles, truffles, peanut butter cups. Are you tempted yet? The shop is also filled with sweet and sour gummies, saltwater taffy, licorice from around the world, and retro sodas in our cold case. Small Town Sweets is a small piece of Americana located at 617 Main Street. We're open Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5, closed on Tuesdays. We hope to see you soon.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Teaching cats to respond to a clicker has both mental and physical benefits. The following is an article from Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. Originally a rescue from Lebanon, Rosha, a striking long-haired calico, was adopted but returned to Best Friends Animal Sanctuary when her person went into assisted living. In the process, Rosha had put on a few pounds and is now on a diet. Luckily, Dr. Frank McMillan, Director of Well-Being Studies at Best Friends, has a few strategies for keeping her active. Clicker training for cats is not a new phenomenon at Best Friends. Dr. Frank has had Riot, another Lebanon rescue, literally jumping through hoops for a while now. But for the past month, Rosha has been his star pupil. She is a fast learner and is very food motivated. These qualities make clicker training feasible and fun for her. The idea behind the method is simple. An animal will repeat a behavior for which he or she is rewarded. The clicker is simply a tool to mark the desired behavior. Rosha will do what Dr. Frank has taught her to do because she knows she'll get a click and some tuna fish when she does. Dr. Frank began by targeting Rosha to his hand. When she touched his fingertips, he clicked the clicker and gave her a treat. He then taught her to touch her nose to a yellow plastic cone. Once she got that down, Dr. Frank began hiding the cone in various places in Rosha's room. Her new job was to find it, and when she did, she would get her reward. Dr. Frank has also taught another cat, Skipper, how to do the same thing. It's fun to watch cats and to know what they're thinking, he says. They're thinking, where's the cone? I need to find it. On occasion, when Rosha is either distracted or stumped as to where he's hidden the cone, she will either sit and stare at him or lick crumbs. At those times, he will offer her gentle encouragement. Come on, this one's easy. Or look to your left, you've got this. If the clues don't help, he'll rehide the cone in a more obvious spot. But she's gotten so good at this game that Dr. Frank often throws three other colored cones into the mix, orange, blue, and red. But first, a reminder that Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for all your pet's needs. If we don't got it, you don't want it. Kibbles is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look around. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now, back to clicker training your cat. Rosha is, in fact, the first cat he has used all four cones on. He arranges them in a line in front of her and asks her to pick out the yellow one. If she gets it right, she gets rewarded, and then he switches up the order of the cones so she can do it again. Though it's mainly a mental exercise, keeping Rosha walking all around the room could certainly help her lose weight. And as she gets better and better at the game, he can make it more challenging to keep her brain engaged. With other cats, Dr. Frank does variations on the theme. He demonstrates how agile Patches, a senior cat, still is by having her leap from table to table across a conference room in Cat World headquarters. And he shows how deaf cats can be trained using this method, too. Though Mocha, a Himalayan mix, isn't deaf, Dr. Frank is using hand signals and a camera flash to train him. The hand signals replace the verbal cues, and the flash replaces the clicks. Mocha has already mastered several cues, including come and sit. All the work that Dr. Frank is doing doesn't just benefit the cats while they are at the sanctuary. It makes them more adoptable and provides them with an additional way to communicate and to interact with people once they find their new homes. And, Dr. Frank says, it also shows people what they can do at home to keep their cats motivated and exercise. What a great idea to keep your indoor cats stimulated. I'm going to try it on some of my kitties. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay has a rich history. In its early years, it was a settlement known as Spanish Town, having gotten its name because it was part of early California Spanish land grants. The culinary spirit of Spanish Town lives on in the form of Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant, known for its simple yet delicious food made with fresh ingredients. Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant provides a warm and inviting atmosphere, perfect for enjoying classic dishes like burritos, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, and more. Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant is located at 515 Church Street, across from Cunha Elementary School. Treat your taste buds to an olé experience at Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today we're going to talk about something we all do, but don't give much thought to, and that is sitting. How you sit is vitally important to your spine and your overall health, and there is a ton of bad information out there. In fact, this episode is a direct response to an article that was filled with such bad info. So now, sit down and relax, and learn how to sit down and relax. Before we can truly understand sitting, we first need to discuss standing. When you stand in proper posture, you exert 100% of your body weight on your spinal joints, which is to be expected. When you bend forward just 15 degrees, which is the amount you bend when brushing your teeth, washing your hands, shaving, doing dishes, you increase that amount to 150% of your body weight. Most of us can't even imagine holding that position for even 30 minutes, let alone hours per day. Here's the crazy part. How the experts tell us to sit comes into play. When you sit in what we are told is proper sitting posture, that is back flat against the back of a chair, thighs parallel with the floor, and knees bent 90 degrees, you exert 140% of body weight on your spinal joints. So think about that for a few seconds. When you sit in what we are told is the best posture, it is almost the same amount of stress on your body as if you were bent 15 degrees standing up. And now consider holding that position for hours. It's easy to see how problems can be created, and that is far from the worst seated posture. The three worst sitting postures are hunched forward. Hunching is widely regarded as the worst sitting posture. Many people, especially office workers who spend long hours at the computer, tend to hunch while sitting. As a result, they often end up sitting with a hunched back and a raised head. Hunching can compress the stomach and lungs, leading to breathing difficulties, chest tightness, and indigestion. Prolonged neck curvature can also cause tension-type headaches. Hunching the back and leaning the head forward can also cause severe compression on the cervical spine and lead to cervical degeneration. Number two is slouched backwards. When sitting in a chair with a backrest, it's common for people to lean back lazily, leaving a gap between their lower back and the chair. This posture is known as the slouched position and is particularly common when sitting in a deep couch or in bed. This posture can cause damage to the intervertebral discs, leading to problems in the lower body. The discs are like jelly donuts. In the slouched position, one end of the disc is pinched and the other on the verge of bursting. More after this.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about sitting. The third worst sitting posture is leaning to the side. Leaning on the armrest of a sofa or chair or leaning the entire body against the side of an armrest and tilting to one side while sitting can cause imbalances and symptoms that are more likely to appear on one side of the body, such as in the shoulder, low back, or hip. Common conditions such as leg length discrepancy, uneven shoulders, scoliosis, and pelvic tilt are closely linked to this incorrect and unbalanced sitting position. Over time, it can even affect the functioning of internal organs. So how should we sit? First off, you need to understand that our bodies are not designed to stay in one position for extended periods of time, whether you're lying down, standing up, or sitting. The key is to move and change your position throughout the day. Unfortunately, many people today are forced to sit for extended periods. So what's best for them or for yourself? Well, two things. First one, get an inflatable wobble cushion, not to be confused with a whoopee cushion. Remember those? Anyway, back to the wobble cushion. It creates an unstable surface you sit on. This unstable surface causes the muscles that support you when you're seated to constantly be working, so it is impossible to stay in one position for too long. The second thing, sit on the front edge of the chair with your knees lower than your hips. This forces your back into an erect position with no additional pressure on your back. If you're on a long drive, take the wobble cushion with you. It will make the drive much more comfortable. Feel free to direct your questions or comments to khmbradio@aol.com. Till next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty wishing you well.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. My guest this week is Meredith Cassian, the owner-operator of Ocean Ciders at Pillar Point Harbor. Every weekend through December 13th, you can find her cider trailer at the harbor, serving up cider and beer while listening to live music. The outdoor shows are free, and there's no better venue along the coast for an afternoon of libations and live music. And Ocean Ciders is celebrating its two-year anniversary on Saturday, August 30th, from noon to 9, featuring the likes of Karen Suhu, Mondo Stereo, and Jane Woodman of Highway to Pluto. Meredith, welcome back.
Thank you.
Coastside Carousel.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We last spoke October of 2024.
Wow.
And you told us that long story, not too long, the story of the two-year birth.
Indeed.
Of Ocean Ciders.
Yes.
And here we are, and now it's your two-year anniversary.
I can't believe how time flies. It's amazing.
Let's go back to the beginning of you always being in theater, working in nonprofits, and then you decide to retire.
Yeah.
And you say, no, this is highly overrated.
It is. I failed at retirement. I did. But I really just wanted a place for the community to gather. I wanted a place for live music to happen right there on the coast. And fire and cider and the ocean, it's everything I want it to be.
Tell me how you do it. Do you have like an early warning system? Are you part meteorologist as well as music impresario?
That's funny. No, I do watch the weather like a fisherman. And every morning I take a look and say, okay, if it's going to be raining or if it already is or going to be later on in the afternoon or if the wind chill is such that my fire pits won't even stay lit, then I might call it for that day. And I will always post on Facebook and Instagram if I'm going to call it on a regular business day.
But what about when the weather is kind of like 50-50, you're not really sure? I know it's been windy recently.
It has.
You posted a really cool meme of a guy on a flagpole perpendicular to the flagpole.
That's
in
how
the
I
wind.
Felt when I was there that day. Yeah, I will still do my very best to try to be open. You know, we've got lap blankets. We know how to dress in layers here on the coast.
Tell us about the concept of Ocean Ciders, how you first designed it and defined it in your mind and what it would be like and how it's become.
Well, it definitely, as you said, there were 2.5 years and 10 different entities that I had to jump through hoops for. And so there were a lot of pivots. I mean, originally I was looking at a brick and mortar space, and I was really hoping for a place that was outside with cozy furniture and fire. So yeah, after all of these pivots and working with the Harbor District and finding this plot of land that I could be completely off the grid. I can park my trailer that is the bar and have the furniture and have solar power completely off the grid.
Now, it's your big 2-year anniversary party, and we'll talk about it momentito, but I want to mention too, it's now August 30th is the date.
Yes.
You've got it curated. I've got the poster in my hand.
Fresh off
exciting.
The press.
So it's noon to 9. That's a Saturday, August 30th. We're going to play some tracks. Mondo Stereo, Karen Suhu, and Highway to Pluto.
Wonderful.
I've got fresh material from all of them.
Nice.
We're going to play a song, and then I want to come back and talk about the plans for the 2-year anniversary, okay?
Sounds great.
So let me start with Mondo Stereo, because Joey D. and Scott Stone are good friends. Along with August 30th, Mondo Stereo will be there Saturday, August 9th as well.
Yes.
5 to 7 Mondo Stereo. So let's play a track from Mondo Stereo. We'll come back and talk more about the 2-year anniversary of Oceansiders. It's Meredith Cassian and Coastside Carousel on KHMB. .9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. There is Mondo Stereo celebrating Meredith Cassian's 2-year anniversary at Oceansiders on Saturday, August 30th. The event is noon to 9.
Meredith, we're going to see if we can make it to 9.
I was just going to ask you that because we don't know what the weather's going to be like on August 30th.
We don't know. And my regular closing time, the last call is 7 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So if you make it inside the gate, we just will leave you there. You can stay as long as you want. I'm going to go to dinner. But for that particular night, we're going to hopefully have Mondo Stereo play as long as we can get them to play. We're going to just have a good time that day.
This is great. I'm going to play you a track, too, on Carousel from Karen Suhu and Highway to Pluto coming up. Let's talk about, Meredith, for a second, how you envisioned it 3-4 years ago and how it's turned out for you now on your 2-year anniversary. Compare and contrast.
Well, I can't even imagine how it has become, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, from the very beginning of this journey and how many you know, things from the San Mateo County Building and Planning or San Mateo County Harbor District or the Coastal Commission, all of the pivots that they said, no, you can't do it this way. You have to do it this way. And I just had to keep trying to figure it out. I did try to quit many times, but I've got a wonderful support system. And so I had to keep trekking.
When you say you tried to quit, what do you mean?
To be honest with you, I don't know how many small business owners can get much done here on the coast without, you know, so much tenacity or masochism or whatever you want to call it and financial backing.
So, but also you have been doing a lot of volunteering with Surfrider, Pacific Beach Coalition, Coastside Hope, Second Harvest.
Yeah.
Were they instrumental in you and guiding you along and saying, keep going, Meredith, keep going?
Well, I think, you know, just becoming part of this community was so important and wonderful when we moved here in 2019. And so I really wanted to give back to this community and really just celebrate this community. So the fact that we were able to create this place right there in the harbor, the beautiful Pillar Point Harbor, and really bring people together, that was so important to me. So I'm glad that I could stick it out and get it done.
All right, we're going to talk about the future of Oceansiders right now in the present. Let's play another artist that you will see. Karen Sue, who will be at Oceansiders on Sunday, August 3rd, and, of course, for the two-year anniversary on August 30th. And she's got some brand-new material. Let's hear it now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
I'm bounding, and I know
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the music show brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. And I have with me Meredith Cassian as we're celebrating 2 years of Oceansiders, and it feels like a decade of planning.
It does.
In the meantime.
It really does. I can't believe it's here. It's finally coming. And I still have people every single day saying either I've been meaning to come or I walk by every day and I've never seen you. And I say, well, then you've not turned your head because we have live music. We are open every just Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. So if you're walking by during the week, you're not going to see people there.
And by the way, on your social media platform, Facebook is where I get you. You have someone doing the videos there, which are very cool. They're taking them from way out and zooming in slowly. And I got to say, I think it's very effective.
Well, thank you. I'm just trying some things and hoping that I don't trip over a chair when I try to zoom in.
I got to work on the same for KHMB. I'm now appointed social media manager of the radio station here. So I got to get my butt in gear, too, to talk about the radio station. Now, every year you start in the spring and move toward the winter. And this year you end on Saturday, December 13th.
Yes.
That's a lot of music acts in between.
Yes.
A lot of curating, as you like to call it.
Yes, it is. It's really wonderful that I have this amazing mailing list of regular artists and new artists coming all the time. And I really have more artists in my mailing list than there are dates in the year. So I'm really excited about what's to come.
Do you ever think the Port Commission or whoever the fathers are of that area, I think it's the Port Commission, and correct me if I'm wrong, would they ever consider putting, because you have like a tarp, you know, where the bands play.
Yeah.
Would they ever allow you like an open shell, an enclosed shell arena type situation?
No, and this was kind of all part of the pivoting and the rules of every single entity that I had to deal with. There can be no permanent structure there. They did not want me to block the view shed in any way, shape, or form. So it was very important. All the things that we've created there were for reasons.
Let's do one more song now because this 20 minutes goes by really fast. And I want to play Highway to Pluto. I had Jane on my show, Jane Woodman of Slack Tide Currents.
Love her.
She was at Coastal Vine recently, and my wife and I showed up, and it was a great show. She is so good. I've got a song I want to play for you right now. Here is Jane Woodman, Highway to Pluto, new material on Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
The sun's at 107, the air is as still as stone. I'm running on empty through the salt flats all alone. 20 miles since that light went on, 20 more till the next small town. Looks like I could use a little help if I'm gonna live this down. Can I borrow your God this one time? Can I borrow your God? Pretend she's mine. Can I borrow your God? We can all look the other way. Can I borrow your God? Forget about it all the next new day. I'm on my bicycle in the middle of the USA. Sky darkens in a blink or two. There's lightning coming my way. An hour at least till shelter. Great flames on my left and right. I'm pedaling double time. I gotta make it home alive tonight. Can I borrow your God this one time? Can I borrow your God? Pretend she's mine. Can I borrow your God? We can all look the other way. Can I borrow your God? Forget about it all the next new day. Hanging on a mountaintop up in the Alps somewhere. No one to guide us. Sun's going down. We're way up there. So many miscalculations. So many signs we should fret. One misstep, one headlamp goes out, and we might end up dead. Can I borrow your God this one time? Can I borrow your God? Pretend she's mine. Can I borrow your God? We can all look the other way. Can I borrow your God? Forget about it all the next new day. I know that I'm alone. Only the wind can carry me home. But the fear runs through my bones. What's the harm in pretending that I'm not out here all on my own? Can I borrow your God this one time? Can I borrow your God? Pretend she's mine. Borrow your God. We can all look the other way. Can I borrow your God? Forget about it all the next new day.
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, your host each week, the show by and for local artists along the coastside, and maybe just or more important, the venues at which they play. And Meredith Cassian is one of those venues where she is a new proprietor in town, relatively speaking, and making quite an impact on the coast. Before we say goodbye, let's talk about the future of Ocean Ciders. Where do you see it 5 to 10 years from now? Are you looking that far ahead, or is it 1 year at a time?
I think it's more 1 year at a time for me. I am very lucky to have some friends who are helping me out on the weekends. I have Susanna, who helps me every Saturday, and I have a lovely couple named Sarah and Grant, and they help me on a lot of Sundays. And so because of that, I get to also enjoy the place. I get to be at the concert. I get to enjoy the friends. So, yeah, 1 year at a time is what I'm looking at. But for now, I'm just loving it.
Again, happy anniversary. 2 years, Ocean Ciders, Meredith Cassian, Saturday, August 30th. Noon to 9, that's going to be a festival, and we pray that the weather holds up
yes,
at HMB.
Yes, we do. But if it's rainy or whatever, we're going to do it anyway. We're just going to have a good time. We'll light all the fires, and we're going to enjoy it.
It's a real music festival. Thank you, Meredith, for coming down today.
Thank you for having me.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Over recent years, American government has become increasingly plagued with corruption. In fact, last year alone, nearly 1,000 officials were indicted. Significantly, voter participation has declined over those very same years. Yet it should not be surprising that increased public corruption and decreased voter turnout might be related. In 1876, President James A. Garfield, himself a Christian minister, warned us, "Now, more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption, and because those who represent the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. As the upcoming election draws near, demand more in the quality of your government. Vote, and vote wisely."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.